This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Congress is doing vote bank politics over the recently passed Waqf Amendment Act. He accused the Congress of crushing the spirit of the Constitution to stay in power and treating SC, ST and OBC communities as second-class citizens. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a gathering in Yamuna Nagar, Haryana yesterday after launching several developmental projects on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. The Union Minister for External Affairs, Dr. S. Jaishankar, inaugurated and laid a foundation stone for various developmental works of over 11.5 crore rupees in Narmada district of Gujarat today. The minister inaugurated the smart Anganwadi and smart classroom at Lachras village under MP-led program. He also visited post office passport Seva Kendra at Rajpipla. Talking to the media, Dr. Jaishankar said the vision of a developed India can be achieved through development at the grassroots level. Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju said that the Waqf Amendment Act is part of the central government policy to protect the rights of the people and to prevent anyone illegally grabbing the land of any citizen of the country. Speaking to the media in Kochi, Rijiju said that the land in Munambam will not be allowed to be declared as Waqf land unilaterally and the rights of every citizen will be protected. The Enforcement Directorate today questioned Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with its money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The case is related to the purchase of land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Earlier in the morning, Mr. Vadra reached the ED office in the national capital to appear before the agency. The Enforcement Directorate is also conducting searches at more than 15 locations, including the residence of former Rajasthan Minister Pratap Singh Kacharyawas and others today. The raids are part of an ongoing investigation into the massive 48,000 crore rupees investor fraud linked to Messrs. PACL. India's Hajj quota has been increased from 1,36,000 in 2014 to 1,75,000 in 2025. In a social media post, the Ministry of Minority Affairs said it is managing the arrangements through Hajj Committee of India for over 1,22,000 pilgrims this year under the main quota. The ministry said all necessary preparations have been completed as per the Saudi Arabian guidelines. Registrations for the 52-day-long upcoming annual Amarnath Yatra have started. The pilgrims can register online via Sri Amarnath Ji Shrine Board website jksasb.nic.in. In Jammu and Kashmir, a brief exchange of fire took place between terrorists and security forces in a village in Poonch district last night. The Army's Jammu-based White Knight Corps informed on social media that the contact was established with terrorists during a joint operation with police at Lasana, Surankote last night. Further details are awaited. Senior leaders of Congress and RJD today held a meeting in New Delhi and discussed their strategies for the upcoming assembly polls in Bihar. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior party leader Rahul Gandhi and RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav and others attended the meeting. The BJP has urged the West Bengal Governor, Dr. C.B. Ananda Bose, to intervene into the Murshidabad violence issue over Waqf Amendment Act. A petition in this regard was also filed at the Supreme Court by Sashank Sekhar Jha, requesting for a court monitor investigation into by special investigation team. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the 15 BRICS Agriculture Ministers meeting in Brazil on Thursday. The ministry said in a statement that the meeting will focus on the theme of promoting inclusive and sustainable agriculture through cooperation, innovation and equity trade among BRICS nations. The US government has frozen the funding of $2.3 billion to Howard University after the institution rejected Trump administration's demand to dismantle its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Akashvani Hyderabad Kendra is celebrating its Diamond Jubilee today. The Deccan Radio of Nizam in erstwhile Hyderabad state had come into the possession of Indian government on the same day today in 1950. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.